Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to game week 28 of Fantasy Football Noise. With me, as always, are Steve Baker.
Hello, hello.
And the delightful Wayne Mitchell.
Good evening to both of you. Hello, how are you?
Good evening. Yes, I'm great. Thank you for asking, Mitch. How are you, Jay?
Yeah, buoyant. Thank you, mate. Very, very well indeed. Very well indeed. I enjoyed game week 28, or should I say I'm enjoying game week 28.
Of course. It's we'll come to Thursday.
I know. We'll come to that in a minute, though, because on tonight's show, we're going to discuss the upcoming blank and double game weeks and our sort of various strategies for them, including the best way to play any remaining chips that we've all hopefully got. And also, we're going to look at February Manager of the Month situation, which is a subject very close to our heart, Steve.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Hotting up nicely.
Yeah. And we've also got the return of the Mucky Story following our Twitter appeal this week. We've got our first mucky story that's been sent in by an anonymous listener.
Love a mucky story.
Got that to look forward to. Yes, indeed. So, yes, so game week 28, how did we all fare? Let's start with you, Mitch.
How did I fare? This is where my notes fall down slightly already.
Take two.
No, they don't fall down. That's a lie. I have so far got 48 points.
Not bad.
What do you mean so far? Have you got anyone left on Thursday night?
I have Otamendi and Kevin De Bruyne. Thank you very much.
Oh, okay.
Stick that in your pipe and smoke it, Baker.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Baker.
I'll just scroll onto page two to see where your team is, Mitch, just quickly. Oh, yeah, there you are.
I know you've got Otamendi left to play, Baker. And and JB, you've got Aguero left to play.
Correct.
Did you go Salah captain, Mitch?
I did go Salah captain.
I followed
the advice of FPL Holly. I was thinking, is it Kane? Is it Salah? I went with the home captain. So I went for Salah.
Very good.
Right decision. Although I did also have Emre Can in my side. And he got 13 points. So if that had been doubled up, obviously it would have been more. But I was never going to captain
him. Top scorer along with Gale this
week. Very nice. Yeah. Hopefully. Absolutely. And Baco?
I am on an Otamendi less 50 points, but with 1 point to come off the bench. I had what can only be described as really bad luck.
Go on.
So I had as much money as I could spend on a defender, and I picked Spurs as the most likely candidates for a clean sheet. Tick. Thanks very much.
However.
And he played Cocking Aurier instead of Trippier.
Yeah.
At the back, nothing.
Yeah. It's the same story with Ben Davis, isn't it? I think he was the most transferred in player this week. But Danny Rose is back in full fitness as far as I'm aware. So neither him or Trippier, as far as I'm concerned, are a guaranteed starter. And yeah, you don't want to have that question mark, do you? We've got 10 game weeks to go. I've just brought in, because I had Jones who was injured, I've just brought in Van Dijk. And I hovered over Alexander-Arnold, I hovered over Robertson, but they're just not quite nailed. So I just went for Van Dijk, which is...
Robertson, dream team this week.
Yeah, I know. He had a blinder. We'll come on to that in a minute, but he had a blinding game. But
So this week, the differential's all been about the defence. Pretty much everyone's gone Salah, Skipper. Everyone's got Firmino. Everyone's got Kane. So you needed 3 clean sheets to give yourself a little boost this week, and I didn't get one.
I didn't get one either, no. I'm just slightly ahead of you two on 54, which is decent, well above the current average. But yes, my defence was a total of 7 points, including keeper. So, yeah, not great. But,
so what's giving you the differential over us?
Shaqiri.
Shaqiri. Yeah. What do you see in him?
Oh, what I see is someone who's scored in 3 consecutive games.
Okay.
any good?
Got that. Yeah, but you had him before that. You've picked him before he scored in three
games.
No,
I think I picked him the week before.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'm getting confused with your draft fantasy.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Well, you've had him for a little while.
I'm not sure. No, I don't know.
I mean, that's just luck. That's just luck, isn't it?
Well, of course it is. I don't think the whole game's about. I haven't got an actual crystal ball.
Well, no, but you appeared to be saying that it was your wonderful insights that had led you to bring in Shaqiri. It was purely your budget, presumably.
No, unlike you, I watched Match of the Day and I spotted a player with talent playing well, and I fancied a punt on him, and he fitted with my budget. Yeah, so he subsequently scored in the last 3 games.
So, out of the team of the week, which are the ones to watch? Do we want Tomkins, Mariappa, Sanchez? Sanchez might be a good bet. Chan, Salah, obviously. Van La Parra, Dan Gosling, Dwight Gayle.
Gosling played well, you know.
He did. Lovely finish.
Yeah.
Roof of the net. Have that.
And his little layoff for the first goal. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Van La Parra, who we took the piss out of very early in the season, he went on a mazy little run during the game on the weekend. He was he looked quite impressive, actually.
Yeah, he's quite decent, Van La Parra, actually. And then our old friend Lukaku up front. And
Big Rog.
And he played well, didn't he?
He did.
About fucking time.
He had a really good game, but he looked like a proper, competent, world-class striker.
For the first time in quite a while, I think.
Yeah, he looked like Andy Carroll on his day.
Is
impossible
he
to play against.
Is he back in our thinking now?
Could be, couldn't he?
Picked up all 3 bonus points, 11.2.
Now, my viewing of Match of the Day didn't quite get as far as Chelsea, or Man United-Chelsea on Sunday. How did Chelsea play? Because their form has been sketchy over the last few game weeks, hasn't it? So what did they look like? Did Lukaku genuinely play well, or were Chelsea poor?
I don't think Chelsea were poor. I think Willian had another good game for Chelsea. Hazard looked great in patches.
Morata looks a bit lost.
Yeah, I'd say. But McTominay and Matic played well in the centre for United. They had good games. It was okay.
Yeah. Morata's been out of FPL thinking for months now, hasn't he? Really, his form has dipped and stayed dipped.
Poor Morata. He absolutely smashed the bar at 0-0. And I can't remember who crossed it. It was like Azpilicueta or someone on the left absolutely drilled it across. And Morata did really well to get his foot on it, but couldn't get any control because it was rifled. And it was an inch.
Would have done his confidence the world of good.
Exactly, he would have been back on. But I think Lukaku will be now.
And as it stands, United have got 2 double game weeks coming up.
That's it.
Shall we move on to our little chat about that? Oh, before we do, boys, I've got to just quickly say, stop the press. Some big news down here on the South Coast.
What?
My team have broken into the top 1 million.
Yeah. Moochels, congrats. And who have you got on Thursday?
Milestone moment. I've got Aguero, and I don't think he's probably going to play.
Probably leave him out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Well
Sunday,
done,
aren't they? But yeah, I'm so, so, so happy. 12 million.
And I've hit my target this week with my 50 points, which sounds paltry so far. I've hit my target of increasing my overall position by 50,000. So I'm now 480,000th.
Okay, decent.
Delighted. Yeah.
So quickly wrapping it up then, as it stands, Danny Whiting, who I think we possibly thought was not eligible for this. Yeah, I checked. He's been in our league since before Christmas. So he
I think it's a woman.
Okay, she, yes, is eligible. So she has got an Otamendi auto sub coming in. So same boat as you. I've got Aguero. If he doesn't come in, I've got Monreal to play. If not, I'm going to get Kennedy 3 points. She's on 214. I'm on 202. You're on 198.
Yeah, I think we need snookers, don't we?
Yeah, so...
She's 12 points clear.
Yeah, so I need Otamendi to not start. And Otamendi may well be in line for a break as well, you know.
You need Otamendi to be sent off. That would be ideal.
That for you. Own goal, red card. Yeah.
Off.
Goal for Aguero. Could happen.
That is the fantasy equivalent of
but I've worked
snookers,
it out. Anyone down as far as 7th could win it. Because the guy in 7th has got Sterling, Aguero and Ramsey.
Oh, lovely stuff.
So, yeah, it's not over yet. But that would be interesting, wouldn't it? Nice finish.
But speaking of Danny's, I saw a Danny on the weekend. Danny Williams, who plays for Huddersfield. It's the first time I've ever seen his face. But I've seen his todger about 25 times in the last week over David Wagner's shoulder in that video.
Unusual that it's that way around, isn't it? You see old boy before his face. Well, perhaps if Danny Whiting does pip you and I to the post, Baker, we might have our first female guest on.
Lovely.
Oh, that would be exciting.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, lovely.
All right, so you may have noticed if you follow us on Twitter, which is @fantasy_noise, you may see that I have seen that I retweeted the musings and incredibly detailed crib sheet of Ben Krellin, who's a well-respected FPL, what should we call him?
Statistician?
Yes, okay, excellent.
Analyst?
Analyst, better, yeah. So he's put together a brilliant crib sheet, which takes us through for all the teams, all the remaining fixtures as they currently stand, all colour-coded, all the blank game weeks, all the double game weeks. Really nicely organised. So it really brought into sharp focus my thinking about what we had previously said about our game week 31 strategy. And we'd said that it was prime time for the free hit, hadn't we?
Yes.
And I haven't got mine anymore. But just from our point of view of those that have, I think you guys, Baco, you still have.
I've got mine,
I think you're better off leaving it till week 35 now. I don't know what you think, but... If you play your three...
I'm torn.
It's slim pickings. The teams that are actually involved in game week 31, other than Liverpool, who I think you've already got three players of anyway, you are looking at West Brom, Palace, Watford, Stoke, Bournemouth, Everton, Huddersfield.
I know.
Do you really want to use your one free hit chip to load up on those players? I don't know. I feel like if you could possibly get yourself to maybe 7 or 8 players featuring, you'll be...
Be delighted.
You'll be on a par with everybody else and use it. Yeah, use it better in week 35.
I mean, what you really need is your second wild card free, your free hit free, and your triple captain free. That's what the A game looks like, but none of us have. So I've got free hit and triple captain. So I'm torn between trying to get in a couple of players with my 4 transfers over the next 3 game weeks because I've got a spare one. And and trying to load up on those 6 teams or playing the free hit and just focusing on performance in the next 3 game weeks because I'm going to jeopardise my performance by bringing in some twat from fucking West Brom, aren't I?
Exactly. Yeah, it doesn't pay off. There are 8 teams, by the way, not 6. But yeah.
We're not going to bring in West Brom, are you? I've looked at this. So in that game week, that blank game week, you've got
Bournemouth. Oh, no, they're away at Bournemouth.
You've got Bournemouth, West Brom, so you've got to bank on Bournemouth. But unfortunately, depending on when you bring them in, Bournemouth have got Leicester and Spurs beforehand, so you don't want to bring anyone from Bournemouth in until that game week, I don't think. Huddersfield, Crystal Palace, I think I'd back on their current form Huddersfield. They've got
and para me up.
Yeah, but they've got Spurs and Swans in the 2 game weeks previous.
So they've got West Brom on Saturday, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
West Brom are in free fall, mate.
free fall. Then you've got in that game week, you've got Stoke Everton. So I'm thinking Everton Walcott be a nice bet, but I'm not sure who else I might bring in. And then Liverpool Watford.
Everton a gash. I'm not being funny.
Yeah, they're looking shit, aren't they? four consecutive away defeats.
Oh, I suppose, man, you're right. Stoke have been probably marginally better than Everton, haven't they?
They have. Shaqiri. Since Lambert arrived, they've picked up, yeah.
Shaqiri us up.
I was just waiting for a Bauer assist as well at the weekend. And I would have really stuck it into you, Mitch.
He was on your fucking bench.
Yes, after a couple of low returns.
That would have really stuck it to me. Oh, I got 10 points on my bench.
Valid point.
So what are you free hitless boys going to do?
I'll tell you. Should I tell you what I'm going to do? I'm going to continue to build towards a blank game week side. So I am loading up on Liverpool as we speak. Haven't
you got three already?
No, I've got Salah and Chan.
Okay, so who are you thinking? Where's your third Liverpool player going to?
I'd love it to be Mane or Firmino.
Mm hmm.
And I think I can if I were to ditch Vardy. Would that buy me Mane or Firmino? Probably not, but I'd have to do some shuffling.
Why would you ditch Vardy?
Well, just for that game week, because he's not playing in that game week.
That's crazy, though. He's got two... If you think about this, Vardy has got two double game weeks coming up further down the line. He's banging form. I think he scored in five or six consecutive games. He's also going to play Stoke, Bournemouth and West Brom before game week 31.
I never said when I was going to bring him in, though, or ditch him.
I would say you need to think carefully about...
Well, I do need to think carefully. Listen to the second part of my...
Yes, bring in Liverpool, but don't dump your best form players.
The second part of it is I haven't got a free hit, so I'm going to get myself prepared for game week 31 and then play my wild card post game week 31. That's what I'm going to do.
Hmm.
You've still got your wild card?
I have still got my second wild card, yes.
Lovely stuff.
Have you? I thought you told us that you burnt it straight after Christmas.
No, sir.
Oh, that was Baco.
No, you convinced me not to, actually. I was in a fit of petulance. I was going to do whatever I was going to do with it. And you convinced me not to, and I actually for once listened to you.
For once you listened. How glad you are now.
Yeah.
John, what's your strategy going to be as your free hitless as well?
So I've still got... You didn't mention the bench boost of the other chips.
Of course, yeah.
So have we all still got our bench boost?
I've not played that, actually. Yeah, I've got that. I've not the foggiest idea what to do with it.
Okay,
it's just basically chance, isn't it?
Well, it is. But for my mind, that's best played in game week 34, just because there are 12 teams who play twice that week. So you want to try and make sure you've got a full... complement the full 15 who are all going to play, right? And
you can't bench boost and free hit at the same time, can you?
You can only play one chip in a week, and that includes wild cards, that includes whatever.
Sorry, say that again. Game week 34, you've got 12 teams who play twice.
Yeah, there are 12 teams,
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, according to the Ben Krellin crib sheet. Which I am looking at. There are 12 teams who miss out in game week 31. As we've talked about, there are eight teams, only eight teams who feature. So all of those 12 catch up their games in game week 34.
Wowzers. You see, I'm looking right at the Premier League fixtures now and they're not showing that. So how does Krellin know that? Is that obvious? Am I missing something?
Well, we know that in game week 31, everyone who's in the quarterfinal and the FA Cup can't play.
I know that.
And you know that because of Champions League, when the next available midweek slot is for rearranged fixtures, which is game week 34.
Okay.
And therefore they have to be played then.
Okay. Is there a Champions League break on that week, is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
And also, the next round of the FA Cup in game week 35, we know that they can only be played on game week 37. They have to be played before game week 38. And they can't be played in game week 36 because there's Champions League.
Yeah, I don't think it's nailed on yet that it'll be week 37 or indeed that's the way it'll go. But I think what he's done is he's used the Premier League's previous form to gauge where the fixtures are likely to be added. And
so I think when you look at the app,
they're
just listed as undated games at the moment in the app, I think.
That's right. Yeah, exactly.
But
I think
Krellin's the analyst. Let's bow to his judgment.
Yeah, definitely. I think just to clarify, I think two of the 12 that are missing out in week 31 are Spurs and Newcastle, and that relies on Spurs beating Rochdale in the replay, which, as we're recording on Tuesday night, we don't know that for sure yet, but obviously the odds would suggest that
hope they don't.
Spurs will get through that, and they will play the Swans, who got through tonight 2-0. Congratulations, Baco.
Was it 2? Lovely stuff.
Mm. Yeah, so assuming that the Spurs get past Rochdale, they will not play their game against Newcastle, and that will make 12 teams. So, yeah.
Wasn't that where your new manager came from as well, Baco?
Sheffield Wednesday, yes.
Yeah. Did he get sacked?
He did, yeah, just before Christmas. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Well, he's shoved it up then, hasn't he?
Absolutely.
Did you hear his latest wonderful bit of poetic analysis?
Was that the sharks and the
sardines
in the water?
Yeah. He's only got money for sardines. Sometimes sardines win football matches. Brilliant.
Must be so good.
Speaking of which, though, Baco, something I did want to raise with you was the what I'd like to call the Battle of the Birds, Seagulls v Swans. What the fuck happened to Swansea in that game? Good God.
Well, Carlos has taken full responsibility for setting us up incorrectly. But I think he's being kind, because I think we defended shockingly. Vanderhoorn, Mawson and Fernandez didn't look remotely interested.
They did look poor. You're right. I thought Murray was in good form, though.
He peppered the goal, didn't he? He could have had 4.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm afraid Knockhart. We were taken apart by Knockhart, and that's embarrassing.
Loved his goal. Just such a casual little left-footed poke past the keeper. Lovely. Calm, collected. Yeah, I liked it a lot.
I must admit, I'd switched off by then, but I hear it was a good finish.
Massive handball for Tammy Abraham's goal, by the way.
Yeah, massive handball, yeah. And an extreme stroke of luck.
Did Tammy handball it?
Yeah, massive. Yeah. You've not seen it, Bates? Yeah.
No, I'd already turned off.
Disgusted.
Massive handball, massive deflection off Lewis Dunk. Highest own goal scorer in the Premier League this season. 4.
I tell you what, he loves a defensive challenge, does your Dunk. He really throws his body on the line. He's like Ashley Williams. When Ashley Williams used to be good,
only a bit quicker.
He used to throw his body on the line and always score own goals as a result.
Mm.
Proper top corner ones.
Top bins.
I noticed, Baco, as well, I was looking at your side. You've got, as Mark Masters would like to call him, Grob in your side. Is that...
Yeah, I've got Gross.
Has he come back in, or have you always had him?
No, he came back in. They've had a really good run of fixtures.
Okay, fine. Back into your side. I know you favoured him early in the season. You're still keeping tabs on your KDB versus Grob bet.
I haven't looked for a little bit, but
yeah. Grob is on 127. Bear with me.
While John's looking at that, for our listeners, just to remind you that Baco bet that by the end of the season, Grob stroke Gross would score more than KDB in FPL. Not looking good so far.
It was when KDB in the first couple of weeks was playing a deeper role. So to be fair to you at the time, it wasn't that silly. It wasn't as silly as it now looks. yeah, KDB's on 174.
It was close.
To Gross is 127, so yeah. You're still looking for that broken leg to come. Needs to come soon, I think.
10 game weeks, he can easily make that up when De Bruyne breaks his leg against Arsenal on Thursday.
It'd be a real shame, but from England's point of view, it wouldn't be worst news in the world, would it?
This is the second week on the bounce where we've wished a major injury or amputation on KDB. I don't think anyone in football wants to see one of the top 5 footballers
Most
in the world
not.
Injured
Most
in that way.
Not. Absolutely.
Just
not.
For the sake of a bet against Pascal
Least
Gross.
Of all us.
I do. De Bruyne earns like £5 million a year. I have zero sympathy for him. He'll still get £5 million a year when he's broken his leg against Arsenal on Thursday.
Must be more than that, surely.
I'm just guessing. I don't know.
All right.
Anyway, back to our strategies. So I've got written down here that if you've got your second wild card, that's probably best played in game week 33, ready for game week 34. Then you can play your bench boost in game week 34 and your triple captain game week 37. And if you've still got the free chip, you drop that in game week 35. And you're looking pretty sweet, I think, if you've got that.
I do feel like already that I've learnt so much. This is the most involved season of fantasy football that I've ever played. And I do feel like if I take into account everything I've learnt this season, next season, I'll do pretty well.
And we found a whole new fantasy football community. Who knew?
Yeah, I never knew it existed.
Global family.
No, didn't know at all.
Super fans. Yeah,
didn't know.
Yeah.
I hope you do better next year, Mitch. It'd be great. I hope we all do better.
There's a bit of doubt in your voice, though, isn't there? I really do hope you do.
But this, I tell you what, I mean, we've gone through the lull where we've been a bit bored with it and everyone having the same players. This now, we are now coming into the best bit of the season.
Yeah.
I love this bit of the season. This is great. And how everyone navigates these double game weeks, blank game weeks, this is the challenging bit. It's the most fun. So, yeah.
You see, I've been oblivious to this in the past. And I don't think I even knew they existed. I mean, I didn't know they existed.
Stop looking months ago, normally.
Well, yeah, normally I don't look at all. But, you know, if you remember back to the beginning of the season, I did things like played my wild card in week 3. When you said to me, what the fuck are you doing playing it in week 3? How bad was your team? I was just pissing around. But actually, next season I won't piss around. I'll pick a better team to start with.
Good.
And then I'll save my wild card, save my chips, take a more measured approach. I won't ship 25 points or 24 points in a week, changing players just for fun. Yeah, I'll play a bit more seriously, I think.
So with a view to those 8 teams, we've already said that there's going to be 3 Liverpool players as a must-have. Are there any other players who you would consider bringing in from the other games? Bournemouth are at home to West Brom.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Callum Wilson is probably the front runner there. I know Jermaine Defoe is now back from injury.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Daniels.
Defensively, they look all over the place. He was subbed at half-time. Mm.
Well, exactly, and that's the problem.
He wasn't having a good game, but go on.
The problem is, Jay, is when you bring them in. So Bournemouth have got Leicester and Spurs in the 2 prior game weeks to 31. So I wouldn't want to be bringing in Bournemouth defenders against either of those game weeks.
I think we need to look at free-scoring Huddersfield.
Yeah. Yeah, although they've got Spurs and Swans, so I wouldn't fancy them against Spurs, but I think I would against Swans.
You could make these changes either for game week 31. You could bring in a Huddersfield player ahead of.
They've got Palace, haven't
Swansea,
they?
Or the Crystal Palace game. Yeah. Palace in 31. Yeah. See how they're doing by then.
I think Stoke players versus Everton.
Yeah, definitely. Well, if you haven't got Shaqiri already, I mean,
Stoke haven't got a bad run apart from the City game. They've got Southampton and Leicester.
Liverpool are absolute definites. They've got Newcastle and United, but in their current form, I fancy them against United.
Against anyone. Looking so good.
Yeah.
Robertson had such a good game.
Yeah, he did.
The other day. He really did. Yeah. Salah should have scored that. Do you see his ball that went across the far post? I mean, that looked like a gift of a header, and he managed to put it wide, unfortunately, but that was a great ball.
It was just taking me back to Aurier. Did you see that fucking mess at the far post?
Yeah,
just
shocking.
Trod on the ball.
Professional footballer.
Fucking foul throws, like 3 of them. Prick.
He did a what? A foul throw?
3 foul throws.
How? Foot over the line or?
One foot in the air, one foot over the line, and I didn't see the third one.
Good God, that's basics that you learn when you're 7.
Yeah, quite crazy.
Did you see the Paddy Power tweet? They said, excellent last gasp performance from Spurs and congratulations to competition winner Serge Aurier, who was also in the side.
So Liverpool have now scored, I don't know if you heard this, over 100 goals, 103 goals now, I think it is, this season in 40 games.
Marvellous.
Oh, I know who I wanted to talk about. Jonjo Shelvey.
Oh, yeah, what a penis.
Gippo.
Did you see the game?
I did.
I thought, actually, their analysis on Match of the Day was actually really good. So I'm only repeating what I saw, but for anyone that
didn't
see
that. It was
Alan
Shearer,
that,
wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he played some wonderful balls. His passing was really good. Loads of great balls over the top to Richie. But then for the 2 goals, he just stopped. He just literally stopped playing. Just gave up.
He actually had his hands on his thighs.
Yeah,
when
twice.
One goal went in.
No, both goals.
Really?
Exactly the same. Yeah, defeated pose. You know, like 25 yards out. Let his runner go and just stood there. And as you say, yeah, bent over, hands on knees. You know, they were 2-0 up. 80 minutes gone.
Absolute tool.
Yeah, it must be so frustrating for the manager. He's got such a talented player. Just gave up.
I was so delighted when we sold him.
Were you?
Got fortunes for him as well, like 11 million or something.
Mm. Do you think it's fitness? Or did he do that sort of thing
at different times? No, it's not fitness. He's brilliant. Like, going forward, he's got the engine of Brian Robson.
Yeah, but like I'm talking about the last 85, you know, 90 minutes. Could that be a factor? I just can't understand why a pro would do that.
Mindset and attitude, he hasn't grown up yet.
Amazing. Any other games you want to talk about? Any other players, key action before we have a half-time teaser?
Bang on with a teaser, mate.
All right, cool. Well, I've got a little teaser, which is just an interesting stat. You're not going to guess it, but I think Wayne's got some trivia for us. So should we do mine first?
Don't speak too soon. Give me a chance.
Which two players, this is particularly interesting, well, I won't give the game away. Which two players are on 9 yellow cards for the season now? And in case you didn't know, that means they're one more away from a 2-match ban.
Oof.
Two players in the league sitting on 9 yellows. Who do you think they might be?
Alfie Mawson?
Nope.
Norton?
Nope. I'll tell you, one of them is particularly relevant to Mitch.
Emre Can.
Emre Can is correct.
Is he?
Yeah.
Dirty bastard.
Dirty bastard.
So you may want to make the most of his points this week, Mitch.
Is one of them a Spurs player?
Nope. I'll tell you, it's Oriol Romeu.
Who is it?
So probably not in many people's fantasy teams, but...
Isn't that a brand of car?
Could be, couldn't it?
Just brought a lovely SUV.
So yeah, just a word of warning really, because I think if anyone is looking at loading up on Liverpool players, Chan is in really good form. I think he's one of the top form midfielders at the moment. He's only something like 4.8, did I see? 4.9, I think he is.
Yeah.
His form is 7.5 at the moment, which is outstanding. But yeah, at any minute you could lose him for two games, which you just don't want going into this busy period.
Can't afford to have that sort of liability.
Especially not when you've brought him in, especially that double game week.
Exactly.
Sorry, that blank game week. Yeah.
Cracking. So there you go.
Again, additional insight I wish I knew a week ago.
There you go. Well, hopefully we've helped someone to avoid the pitfall that you're merrily running towards, Mitch.
Yep, thanks.
Anyway.
Thanks a bunch.
Give us a trivia.
Yeah. So, chaps and listeners, there are 8... Premier League players, current and past, who have scored over 100 Premier League goals, but they have only played for one Premier League club. Who are they?
Ooh. Nice. I like that one a lot. Great. We'll give some thought.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to part two of Fantasy Football Noise. We're going to quickly look at the draft game now. Do you want to do the Premier League version first?
Yes, let's.
It's looking...
Well, I, to be honest, for me, you can look at either of them and my performance is shit in both of them. Champions League and
How
Premier
do you manage
League,
it, eh? Shit in Champions League, shit in draft fantasy, shit in fantasy.
Yeah, shit in all
He's
of them.
Got a lot.
Yeah.
Well, at least I'm bucking the trend in the draft fantasy Premier League version. I've opened up a healthier-looking lead now. 50-point lead.
50-point lead now.
Yeah, I scored 56 this week, and my closest rival scored 34. And Baker, you got 40, but you're 70 adrift now. Doesn't seem like many weeks ago that you were level with me, so that's actually opened up fairly quickly.
I haven't got my substitutions right. It was fine when I left it alone, Then I started playing about with it when Lacazette got injured and stuff like that. And I left bloody Lingard on the bench. I was crestfallen when he got that winner against Chelsea. Not because I particularly hate Man United, but because it was Lingard.
Yeah.
Got it. But I've still got Silva and Otamendi to go. Have you got any Man City players?
No, I'm all done. All my whole side's played.
There we are.
Yeah, but quite happy. Again, Shaqiri scored for me, and I brought in Davinson Sanchez, who I think is a dreadful defender for the record, but he does seem to play every game. And who were they playing? I forget what they were.
Palace.
Yeah. So I brought him in, and he got me 9 points. So,
in fairness, I'm just reviewing my draft fantasy side now, and I do have 4 players left to play on Thursday night, so maybe it won't be as bad as it currently feels. I've got 30 points at the moment. 3 Man City players and 1 Arsenal left to play.
One of them's Granit Xhaka, though.
Well, there is that.
Fernandinho.
Is he still injured?
Is marked as having an injury, yeah, I'm not sure.
It's not true, though. He's played, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. And I'm not sure Aguero's going to play, unfortunately. Obviously, I'm desperate for him, too, for my FPL side, but...
We keep thinking he's going to be rested, though, for Champions League or FA Cup or Carabao, and he keeps playing, doesn't he?
Well, he does, but Jesus is back now, isn't he? And they've got Chelsea on Sunday, so... Thursday, he might, I don't know. Hopefully he will play. Hopefully he will.
Has Jesus actually started a game yet? He's still only back in light training, isn't he?
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure, but I think he's close.
What's that one that you can send to on Twitter? And they'll tell you when their injury is going to be over.
Oh, it's brilliant, yeah. Ben Dinnery.
Ben Dinnery.
At Ben Dinnery. If you want the latest injury news, or if you've got a dilemma of someone to maybe transfer out, maybe someone to bring in, you just want to check. I use it all the time. So you just put at Ben Dinnery and then plus player surname, and then you can click on the latest tab at the top, and generally someone will have already asked him, so you can just quickly read on within the last couple of hours. It'll be the latest information on anyone who's on the injury list. And if not, you can just ask him yourself. And he's really good at getting back to you. But it's so useful that for years I just relied on the old yellow or orange eye on the FPL site, and it's far from reliable.
It is gash, isn't it?
And we have about the Champions League?
Champions League, yeah. Let's have a quick look at Champions League.
That first game week concluded, didn't it? Not such a good story for me. I scored 43 points. Neymar, Suarez... nothing doing. Ribery, nothing.
You've gone for old school favourites, haven't you?
James Rodriguez. Well, probably my limited knowledge of European teams, if we're brutally honest. Yeah.
Me too. That's why I went for basically all British-based players.
Yeah, and they've all done quite well.
You're not bad at all.
Yeah. I think Neymar and Suarez is not that old school. I was quite banking on a bit of a return from them, but
I went wrong with my PSG players. I really backed them to do much better at Real than they did, and now I've literally shipped them all out.
Yeah, see, I understand why you've done that. Who have you brought in instead, out of interest? Because you've still got a home tie. I know it's against Real, but you've still got a home tie. And
but the problem I've got is if they do
go good
out
in the group stages, yeah,
everyone who's decent left in. So I've gone for 2 Bayern players. So I think they're pretty much done and dusted in terms of getting through to the next round, because they beat Beşiktaş like 10-0 or something, didn't they?
5-0, but yeah. Who have you brought in then?
Müller and your man in...
You got Müller, didn't you? Yeah.
You got him on waivers, you turd.
I did.
You were ahead of me. I went in for him as well.
And me.
And I think I've picked Keeps as well from Bayern.
Yeah, great shout.
I can't see Beşiktaş turning up particularly motivated for the second leg.
You wouldn't have thought so, would you? It'd
be nice if they got a consolation goal just to piss you off.
Just to really annoy me. Or be substituted after 59 minutes.
Yeah, all that. Yeah, it's going to be an absolute bun fight, isn't it, when we get confirmation on what teams are going out.
Exactly. I thought I'd act early, decisively.
Yeah, yeah. But I think that's fair enough, but...
So we've gone the right way. I don't think that PSG are necessarily out of it. Over
no, they're
not.
No, I don't think they necessarily are either. I think I totally understand why you've done it, but it is a fairly bold move. So I swapped Neymar for Mbappe after you ditched him.
Okay.
And I also brought in, I swapped Buffon out for Karius.
Very nice.
Because they've got a home leg against Porto and, yeah, in all likelihood going to go through. Also brought in Milner.
Of course you did.
Yeah, I had Semedo, who was a Barcelona defender who didn't play, so I've no idea whether he's likely to play again or not. But Klopp seems to like Milner, so let's bring him in. Porto look dog shit, don't they? So let's see.
Utter dog shit. I ditched. I had a Porto player, ditched him for Oxlade-Chamberlain, who I thought looked good in the Premier League on the weekend. I don't know.
Really good, actually, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure what. Yeah, whether he's going to be played in Europe or not, but I think it's probably a better bet than a Porto player.
Yeah, whether he can keep that up or not.
Did you see Dan Solling's performance? Not only did he wipe the floor with us with 81 points, but he also had a spare 20 on his bench just in case.
Kidding me?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
He had Mane and Aguero.
Yeah, nice. Alaba, Boateng, De Gea.
Bernardo Silva on his bench.
Cruz and Bernardo Silva on his bench. Yeah, I think he's going to run away with it. He's got De Bruyne, Silva as well. Ramos, Pogba.
Is he in a different draft to us?
I don't know how he's assembled that team, but that is that's looking quite good.
It's not looking quite good. It's looking fucking sensational, isn't it?
We all said that about his Premier League draft team. Yeah. On paper, it looked like he was going to run away with it, and he didn't. So, I can only hope.
Fingers crossed.
But already, Mitch, you and I, 40 points behind the lead. 50% of his points.
Yeah,
can't see it. There just aren't enough game weeks in this version of the game, are there?
I like Clapperton's team name in this league. Your mum's Athletic.
That was his old favourite.
Was it?
Yeah. Right, back to FPL. Shall we look ahead or do you want to do the trivia answers?
Oh, trivia.
Quite keen for the triv.
Oh, well, yeah, I thought you would be. Come on then.
Let's do the triv first.
Let's do the trivia answers. I am going to go to Baco first.
Thierry Henry?
I am afraid to say he is on the list. So, yes. Correct. Well done.
Well done. Harry Kane.
Correct.
I thought you were going to go Stevie G. So, Stevie G.
Correct. That's three.
I've got him written down, yeah. Aguero.
Correct. That's four.
Oof, lovely.
Four more. Is that two each? That's two each, isn't it? Yeah.
Ian Wright.
Not Ooh. Ian Wright. The advantage goes to John. John.
Played for West Ham, Baker, didn't he?
Fuck, where do I stand?
Giggsy
yes. Score 100. Giggsy, on the list. 3-2, John. Baco, back to you. It's like a penalty shootout.
Wild card, Matt Letizier.
Yes, get in, 3-3.
What a shout that is.
Have that.
It's a great shout. Two more, John.
Got a few names in my head. Oh, did Les Ferdinand play for more than one team?
Big Les. I'm afraid he's got a few, hasn't he?
Is he?
Yeah. QPR. Did he play with Sheffield United as well? Did he?
I don't think he played for Sheffield United, but he played for Newcastle.
I'm thinking of Brian Dean, aren't I? Another big, strong header of the ball.
Big Les. Funniest bit of commentary I ever heard was Ray Wilkins commentating on Big Les. The ball's come across from the right-hand side. He's let it go across his body and tried to rifle it into the top corner with his left foot. And Butch Wilkins on commentary went, shame about that. That left peg really is the old swinger.
I do like Wilkins. Oh, dear. Go on then. What's your next guess, Bakes?
I've got nothing else written down. And I'm scratching around.
Yeah, me too.
Oof.
Both have won the Premier League.
Annoyingly, I had Robbie Fowler written down, but I've just realised that he played for Man City.
And Leeds.
He did.
Did he play for Leeds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cardiff as well, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, not sure whether that was in the Premier League.
give us a clue. We've got to go into clue territory now, Mitchell.
Yeah.
Okay. So one of them went on to play in China, and one of them played for this Premier League club, the same one, but twice.
Didier Drogba.
Correct. Well done, Baker. Yes. 4-3, Baker.
You beat me to it. I was, yeah.
You have a chance to draw level, JB.
So he's played for a club twice. So he went away and came back.
He didn't exactly go away.
Huh?
He stopped playing for them and then started playing again.
Was he injured? Through,
retired and came out of retirement to play for them again.
Is it a trick question?
Nope. Should I just tell you?
Yeah.
No, another clue.
You're desperate to draw back to 4-each.
Of course I am. I don't know why I was so slow in saying Drogba. I'm really annoyed.
Go a team on. From the north. Northwest.
Is he English?
Yes.
Post goals.
Yes, 5-3, come on. Baker.
Dick.
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 Well done. I couldn't get Chris Sutton out of my head, and I was like, I don't think he's got 100 goals. Ah, dear.
Oh, lovely stuff.
Not Sutton.
Well done. Marvellous. Do you think we've just got time for a mucky story?
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
Always time for a mucky story. Haven't really talked about game week 29, also, I might add, but you can leave that out if you like.
Yeah, Salah captain, pick your defensive differentials.
That'll do.
Yeah, perfect. Don't go Bournemouth, they're away at Leicester. Burnley, home at Everton, that'll be all right. Saints Stoke, that'll be shit. Spurs Huddersfield, Spurs will win. Swansea West Ham could go anywhere. Watford West Brom, that'll be shit. Liverpool will beat Newcastle. Brighton will get beat by Arsenal.
We haven't had a bet for a while, boys. Where's your banana skin this week, Mitch?
Banana skin this week... Not much to choose from, is there really?
I tell you what, if you give me the draw as well, I'll have Brighton, you can have Arsenal.
Yep, take that, thanks.
Okay, done. Come on, the Seagulls.
How have you done that?
Arsenal are going to beat Brighton, no sweat.
Sure, fair. They're on okay. Great form.
It's pretty deep analysis. I enjoyed that section.
Very deep, very deep.
I think United will keep a clean sheet at Palace, won't they?
Just excited for a poo story, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah, crack on with that.
Right, okay. So last week, we put out a little appeal on Twitter because we miss the mucky stories. We've exhausted our own supply of childish, juvenile, generally mucky stories. So we asked on Twitter and... we've been sent it in. Person has requested anonymity, so we'll respect that. And he's asked us... he hasn't actually given
Does
us...
Does he have a Danish surname?
I will not comment. Instead of a name, he's just put in X. So should we decide on a name for the main character of this story?
Is it a boy or a girl?
Boy.
Jeff.
Monty.
Jeff. I'm going to go with Monty. I prefer Monty of those two, actually. Good.
Fine.
Right, so this story has been given to us in four parts, okay? Part one is setting the scene. So there's a boy's jolly, four lads going to Tenerife. It's the late 1980s.
Oh.
Before budget airlines were commonplace. So check-in was 3 hours before departure at the London airport.
That reminds me, I was thinking about it on the plane home tonight. When we first got on our first ever budget flight, I remember you were luxuriating in the front row of a Ryanair plane, and the fucking stewardess came round. And he drinks, and you look round to us, absolutely delighted with yourself, and you're like, "Yeah, double JDs and Cokes, boys." We were like, "Yeah, that's great, thanks, John." She was like, £28, please." You're like, "What?" Oh, twat.
There you go.
Sorry, I interrupted. Carry on.
So the fact that there was a 3-hour check-in meant that there was plenty of time to get tanked up before the late night flight. Monty was a very anxious flyer, and he was in party mood before check-in. So copious amounts of Stella was consumed by everybody, particularly Monty, with some fast food on top. Then they got on the plane. So Monty, was already on the duty-free Jack Daniels and Coke, funnily enough, feeling a little bit queasy already. So his friends decided he was better off put on the window seat, as he was almost unconscious and likely to be a menace with the trolley dollies. He was later told that about 30 minutes into the flight, having now passed out, he woke up suddenly and simultaneously puked and shat himself. He was wearing shorts. So, part three. Monty was, apparently, in such an inebriated state that he couldn't be woken up. He also couldn't be moved from the window seat without creating a scene. So his mates let him be and attempted to mask the stench with the duty-free Aramis perfume they bought. His friends decided that the best thing to do was to leave him be as they shuffled to vacant seats in the vicinity. On the approach to Tenerife, Monty was still apparently fast asleep, and his friends woke him up. His first words have been recited for many years since by the whole gang, and of course throughout that weekend. His words were, "Fuck me, it stinks of shit on this plane. Fuck me, it's me."
Oh dear. That's lovely stuff.
Absolutely hysterical. Can you imagine? You've puked on yourself and you've shit your pants on a plane.
No, I can't imagine it.
That trumps your train journey, Baker.
Absolutely.
Well, that but was just mild seepage. This train. Sounds like it was explosive.
Mine was a commuter train and I was sober.
Yeah, what would you do though? He wouldn't have had a change of clothes on him or anything in those days, probably.
Oh, that must have amazing. Been disgusting. Lovely stuff.
My God. The poor stewardesses that had to deal with that. Oh. Wow. Anyway, thank you very much, anonymous writer. We very much appreciated that story. I enjoyed that a lot. Okay, well, I think that probably wraps it up for this week, doesn't it, boys?
What a lovely show. I'm delighted we had that Mackie story.
Apart from to say to the five or six listeners that have bothered to listen this far, you can interact with us at fantasy_noise on Twitter and send us your other mucky stories if you have any more. You can also contact us by email on
fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com. And please, we would love a 5-star review, and please do subscribe. Whatever your medium is, if you're listening to us on iTunes or Acast, just hit that little subscribe button. We would absolutely love that. That would be great. Wouldn't it?
Yep.
Yes, that would be absolutely brilliant.
Can I get that? Can I get that again without the laugh?
Yes, that would be absolutely brilliant.
now less indeed sarcastic.
Yes, that would be absolutely brilliant.
And one last time with feeling.
Yes, that would be absolutely brilliant.
Well, we shall no doubt be watching Thursday's final game of the game week very closely, because we've got our remaining City and, for some of us, Arsenal players. So hopefully it'll be one of us on top of the podium, Baker.
Fingers crossed, but we do need snookers, so Danny's going to win.
You think so?
I think so.
I think she's got it. Okay, well, we must. If she does, we'll have to get her on for the next show if we can.
I'm voting Danny.
I bet you are.
Just don't want either of you two to win.
Right. On that note, I bid you both adieu.
Cheers, John.
Bonne chance.
Cue the music.